Hi, we're Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith, and Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism looking at upcoming events around the state. Hey, Kim.
Hey, I hope everybody's having a great day. And we're taking a look at some great things going on the weekend of September 16th. Now, in September of 1964, four young men from Liverpool landed at the Walnut Ridge Airport to be transported to a nearby vacation spot with a planned return to the plane 2 days later. The schedule was to be kept secret, but, of course, small town, word leaked out. And when the Fab Four returned to Walnut Ridge that Sunday, most of the town was waiting.
Mm-hmm.
This stop made Walnut Ridge the only town in Arkansas that the Beatles visited. Now, on September 16th and 17th, Walnut Ridge is hosting the annual Beatles at the Ridge. The festival celebrates all things Fab Four, with a huge Beatles author and artist symposium, as well as an author book signing, live entertainment, and vendors. There, of course, will be arts and crafts, games. There's going to be inflatables for the kids in the Octopus Garden, a British car show, and the Rockin' Wings at the Ridge cook-off, as well as an opportunity to see the Argenta Collection, which is an amazing exhibit of Beatles photography. Saturday's main stage headliners will be the Grammy-nominated Liverpool Legends.
Yeah.
So if you love the Beatles, or if you just enjoy a day of fantastic fun, head to Walnut Ridge the weekend of September 16th. It's the opening of Pumpkin Hollow near Piggott on September 17th. Now, Pumpkin Hollow is Northeast Arkansas's largest and original pumpkin patch festival, and it welcomes everyone to join the festivities this fall to help celebrate 24 years of pumpkin patch activities at the farm. Begin the adventure with a scenic drive on Crawley's Ridge to Pumpkin Hollow. Upon arrival, visitors are greeted by colorful gourd-head scarecrows who invite everyone to sit for a photo opportunity. Spend a beautiful autumn day enjoying all the fun, including the corn mazes, hay rides, catfish feeding, pony rides, pig scrambles, farm animals, the kids' barn. There's a friendly forest for the kids. And new this year, the zombie zip line. You can actually zip through the trees and over Pumpkin Hollow on a dual zip line.
Wow.
Be sure to stop by the Weenie Wagon for some tasty treats, and especially the made from our own pumpkin desserts and signature cider slushes. Now, for the older kids and the more adventuresome adults, of which I am not one, you can visit the Horror in the Hollow haunted attractions and take part in the Zombie Paintball Patrol. Now, those are on Halloween. Those are on Halloween nights and Fridays and Saturdays. Check that one out. Now, if you're in the mood for a little bit of art, September 16th through the 18th in Mountain View, it's the 15th annual Off the Beaten Path Studio Tour. Over 20 artists and their studios are included on the tour. The free self-guided tour showcases the private studio spaces of artists living and working around Mountain View. And it's always one of the things that we get the most feedback from at Arkansas Tourism, because people just love going into the personal spaces of these artists and actually seeing how they make their beautiful work. Mm. So check that one out. And again, it's free. Our friends at Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas are offering the Davidsonville Geocaching Scavenger Hunt on September 17th. Bring your GPS and your sense of adventure and take part in this fun scavenger hunt in the park. Sign up in teams of two and follow the clues to each coordinate in order to find the hidden treasure. Now, to find out more about these events, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com, click on that events tab, and you'll be able to find out more information about everything coming up.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have an amazing day.
That's Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. She's a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can subscribe to our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.